Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me today. Thanks for hanging around with me over the last 7 years. Some of you have been here that long. I know you have. You followed me around, and I appreciate it very much. And thank you for letting me know that you enjoy the show and that you enjoy our publication. Because as you also know, especially those of you who subscribe to our letter, this is not only the 7th anniversary of our broadcast of our show. It's also the 5th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate newsletter. So 7th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate show and the 5th anniversary of the letter. And we're pretty excited about that. And not long, folks. By the way, if you want to subscribe to our newsletter, jbsba.com, that's our website. Don't forget all the other things you can do there. But not too long, folks. Very, very soon, actually. I'm going to say I've got that date here somewhere, but within a couple of months after being on the air, we found a guy named Russell Brown, who I knew immediately was somebody that I wanted to make sure was available to my audience as often as possible. And it turns out I was right. I'm not often right, but I was right about Russ and his ability to contribute to the things that we do. And not only in the area that he specifically works on every day, which is buying and selling businesses, helping people understand how to value their businesses, but also just in being a good business manager, a good operator of our businesses. And that guy is Russell Brown. He's our good friend. Russell, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Happy anniversary, and I'm glad to be back.
Thanks. It's good to have you back. And you know, even though it's, you know, your 7th anniversary with us is coming up in a couple of months or so, I have to say happy anniversary to you too, because you have been a great supporter of ours and a great part of our success as one of the really extraordinary members of our Brain Trust, and we thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I really believe in what you're doing, and I appreciate how much help you're giving to the small business owners and small business owners wannabe out there, and you're doing a great job.
Well, thanks. Russell, you and I are pretty close to the same age. I think I'm not too many years older than you, but we've been around the block a few times, and you and I have transitioned at least chronologically, and I guess the jury is out maybe on how much we've transitioned from the 20th century into the 21st century marketplace. And I guess I'd like to think, seriously, I'd like to think that both of us have made a pretty good transition. But you remember the old days. You remember when before the internet, before all the technology, I remember when only big companies had computers, and they were, you know, they were somewhere in some huge room somewhere, and a lot of things have changed in our lives, and it's really changed the way small business owners not only do business, but the way that they think about their future, hasn't it?
Oh, it absolutely has. When I, you know, just thinking about that and looking around my office right now, I can see things that I was afraid to touch maybe 7-8 years ago. Computers, oh my God. And I remember I used to have my all my email that if it first came out. I had my secretary. I was afraid to touch the computer, so she would get the email, print it out, and hand it to me every morning. I just couldn't deal with it.
You've come a long way, baby.
Oh yes, yeah. Now I'm doing my own, doing some of my own HTML coding on my website.
Right. So the thing is it's not just that you became familiar with the technology and comfortable with it. You've learned how to leverage it, haven't you?
Well, absolutely, and you need to do that. And you talked about change, and no matter what it is, what business you're in, one of the constants is change. And as we move along and new technology develops or customer taste changes or demographics change, whatever it is, we have to stay alert to that as small business owners. And and transition our business along with the marketplace and the technological makeup. Boy, it's a tough word to say earlier.
Well, Russ, one of the things that you're exactly right, and one of the things that I want to talk about, we're going to take a break in just a few seconds, and when we come back, I want you to help us to understand how you see a lot of businesses, and you have in your career. I want to talk a little bit about how a traditional type of business can make needs to, how it makes sure that it survives in the 21st century, which there are plenty of traditional businesses in the 21st century, and it will continue to do that, but they're going to have some non-traditional channels. They already have some non-traditional channels, and how do we develop those? We're going to get Russ to help us with that right after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Russell Brown is our guest, and Russell is a longtime supporter of all the things that we do, and especially all the things that you do in your small business. Russell, give us your website, please.
www.businessbookpress.com.
Don't forget to check out his BizPricer when you get there, too, folks. That's the handy computer program he's developed to help you value your business. And they can order it, and you mail them a CD, or they can download it, too, can't they?
They can download it immediately. It just takes less than 5 minutes to get it on your desktop.
And it saves them a little money, too, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. Get a discounted price.
Yeah, there you go. So check all that out and all the other things that Russell has there, including his book, Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. Russell, I was talking about how things have changed. In the 20th century, a small business had very limited tools. We had the limited ability to leverage anything other than our own smarts, and we bought from the companies. You know, we probably had a very few opportunities to buy from vendors. Maybe we had two or three vendors available to us, and access to vendors was really important. It was really a big deal, and we really protected and cherished those relationships with our vendors, because without their products, many of us wouldn't have been in business. But in today's world, we have lots of choices, don't we?
Oh, we certainly do. And, you know, it's interesting what you just said, if I could pick up on it a second. You're talking about we had very few tools and choices and things like that. But if you put yourself back in that position, you might want to be, I think you were thinking at the time how modern you were.
Oh,
and
yeah.
How advanced you were at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, I mean, I can remember back when I was, you know, one of the modern innovations to our office was the IBM Selectric typewriter.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
And that way, that made a huge difference,
because mm-hmm.
that was essentially a little mini computer in a typewriter. And
mm-hmm.
and it made a tremendous difference in production and for those of us that were in the business of creating written documents and so on. So that was a big deal. And then and things like Total Phone that came along and stuff like that if you didn't get it, I mean, you didn't stay up. And that's, I think, the theme of your show and what you're talking about is, you know, moving into the 21st century. You have to stay up with these advances and changes. And again, the proliferation of delivery services, for example. Used
mm-hmm.
to be your only choice in life as a small business was the U.S. mail. And now we've got FedEx and UPS and...
Mm-hmm.
And
at affordable and all those things at affordable rates that allow us actually to determine that's in some cases it's cheaper to have it delivered overnight than it is to store it overnight.
Absolutely. And you know, the point is you got to know about these things and you got to stay up with them, because your competitor probably is going to, and they're going to put you out of business if you don't stay current with what's going on and utilize these things yourself.
Well, it's an exciting time because of all the capability, but it's also a challenging time because of all the capability. But the point I think we need to make here, Russell, is that if you have a non-traditional business, you're probably, that probably means you're pretty wired into the new technology. Many, you know, when I say non-traditional, I'm thinking of people who are probably a 21st century type of company, a company that's come of age in the 21st century. But if you've got a traditional 20th century business, which there are plenty of them out there, and they're going to continue to be viable in the 21st century, but those businesses have got to start, if they're not already, they've got to start doing things the 21st century way, don't they, Russell?
Oh, absolutely.
If you were evaluating a company, somebody brought you a traditional business that's been around for 25 years, and the owner said, you know what, I want to retire, but I don't want to sell it, Russ. I want to give it to my son or my daughter. I want to will it to them. I'm going to just literally hand them over the business. But I'm concerned that the way I ran the business last century is not going to serve them well in the next century, in the current century that we're in. What's your advice to them, Russell? And that's what I'm asking you now.
Well, the advice is you do need to get it into the up to date for the 21st century. You do need to make sure that you have some understanding and knowledge of what that means to your particular business. And in my case, or many business brokers, we know and we can help and advise what those kinds of things are. But for the most part, and I've been involved in lots of transitions to the children of business owners, lots of times the children in their 20s and 30s, they know what's missing from the business,
mm-hmm.
and they can't wait to have control of it so they can start implementing those changes that dad or mom just haven't been able to embrace. And
right. Well, part of the change is obviously making sure that you've got as much automated as possible, that you're taking advantage of the technology, and technology is not just about doing things faster with less labor. Technology, is nothing if it's not about access to information, is it?
That's absolutely right. You need to have information, and if there's anyone out there now that isn't internet savvy, isn't able to use the internet to Google or Yahoo their way into answers for questions or to find out if information they need, I mean, then you are way behind. So even if you're afraid of it and look at it with the crossed eyes, you know, you still need to get yourself going on.
Hold on to that thought, Russell. When we come back, I'm going to ask Russell about how we need to think about the other companies around us. Are they competitors or are they partners, large and small? Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Russell Brown, one of the guys who's been with us the longest, member of our Brain Trust. He's certainly one of the senior members of our Brain Trust, and could not do without him. Russell's website is businessbookpress.com, and you can find out a lot. In addition to the books and your program BizPricer, Russell, they also have some free stuff there, don't you?
Oh, I've got a lot of free stuff. If you don't have a lot, or you need a lot of information, you just want a specific answer to a question, whatever, we've got all kinds of articles that you can access, and not just by myself, but other folks who are leaders in the business buying and selling field, and I think you'll get your question answered.
Hope you'll check that out, folks, at businessbookpress.com. Russell, beyond the technology, beyond all the other stuff that's going on, it seems to me that one of the biggest challenges that small business owners need to face, and maybe it's not a challenge for some people, but I think it is for others, is just how we view these other people in the marketplace. You know, in the old days, we had vendors and we had customers and we had competitors. Didn't have too many partners. But in the 21st century, every single one of those three groups that I just mentioned, I think we need to think of them more as partners and less as, you know, a vendor should be a vendor partner. We should be trying to find ways to find, not vendors, but vendor partners. Competitors, yeah, we're always going to have competitors. Some of them are going to be, you know, arch competitors. Some of them might be able to morph into partners. And believe it or not, customers can become partners too, can't they?
Oh, sure. Every customers are your partners. They always have been, and then in difference in, you know, an interesting way of looking at it. But you need to listen to them. I mean, these are old things, but they're just as true today. You need to have them feedback to you what they want as far as instead of what you want to give them, and how they want it. One of the things I keep hearing in a lot of times is when I introduce a new a book or software or whatever on my website, people want access to it right away. They are comfortable with electronic downloading and things of that nature. And if I don't get that material into electronic form right away, I certainly hear from the customers mm-hmm. about it. And that's the way I, on the website, initially got into that, because I saw that customers wanted that. So I started to provide it in that form and at reduced price in a download fashion, and my business increased fairly dramatically. So listen, my customers are my partners.
Well, and of course, and when I say partner, I'm thinking not just in the traditional way, and as you say, they are our partners, but also maybe in a strategic way. Because remember, Russell, you and I have vendors that serve us, that provide us with what we need, but to our customers, we're their vendors. So as we look down the line to our vendors and think about creating partnerships for them, one of the things I want to point out is that our customers may be looking down the line toward us to be a partner, and I mean a strategic partner, not a partner in the, you know, in the generic sense, but in the strategic sense. They may be looking for somebody who's more of a partner and less of just a vendor. And when they look toward us, they can also look towards our competitor. So I think we need to be, when we think about our customers, that we need to be making sure that we're filling that partner role as much as possible.
Oh, absolutely. And when you mentioned about competitors, again, that's another different way of thinking, I believe, now more, certainly more than it was back 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I've done recently, for example, in my business, is approach my competitors and tell them and talk to them about their product and say, look, you've got a great product there, but I have a great product too, and we're competitors.
Mm-hmm.
But why not, to our websites, work out an arrangement where we can offer our competitors' products. Now, we may not put each other's product up front and center,
right?
But in our catalog and as an additional item mm-hmm. to market and sell, let's do that. Let's work together on that so that if someone, for whatever reason, doesn't want our product or they've already purchased it, we'll have some alternatives
Giving customers choices is always a good idea. Russell, thank you for today. Thank you for the last almost 7 years for you.
Great. You're very welcome, and I've enjoyed every second of it.
See you later. Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.